you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Follow her down to a bridge by a fountain. Her rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his...
Oh, the idea and spirit of the Beatles has long outlived the ripe old age of 64. Only two Beatles still with us, of course, Paul and Ringo. George died of cancer in 2001, and had he not been shot in 1980, the nowhere man himself, John Lennon, would have turned 70 this week. Before anyone outside of boring working-class Liverpool, England knew his name, Lennon was just a teenager, and a new movie hitting theaters today focuses on that youthful time in John Lennon's life, growing up, discovering music, becoming reacquainted with an estranged mother, and being raised by his fiercely protective Aunt Mimi.
John, have you got your glasses?
In my pocket.
And is your pocket blind? Now, you will be careful. Be careful who you talk to.
It's only Blackpool, Mimi.
The movie is Nowhere Boy, and two of the stars, Aaron Johnson and Kristen Scott Thomas, join us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, this is a fabulous piece of history, it seems to me. You are evoking a place and a time in this movie. How wonderful was it for you to go back to that era? You weren't even alive then.
Yeah, it's not my generation at all, but it was fantastic, you know, to explore the 1950s. I mean, especially because I had to do a lot of the songs and sing Elvis and you know, listen to Eddie Cochran, Buddy Holly, and Liverpool in the 1950s in England was like the place to be. You know, the music was coming in from like New York and America, or the rock and rolls and blues.
Although, as exciting as it was, no one had any idea what was about to break, you know, with the development of the Beatles. I mean, this takes place, young John Lennon, he is a nowhere boy, no one had any idea. What was it like to recreate a Liverpool without the way we think of it now?
Part of it was slightly tricky because, you know, we did use Liverpool as a location, and we had to find kind of, you know,
bits that hadn't been developed and turned into luxury
right.
condos.
Right, right.
But I think one of the challenges that Sam had making this film was trying to get it right and authentic, and at the same time keep her vision of it, when there's so many people who would say, oh no, that wasn't right, or this isn't right, or everybody has an idea, because the Beatles are so enormously famous and they had such a huge number of fans and people who are sure that they know more than everybody else. We kept on getting all sorts of help, perhaps some uncalled for.
Well, in your case, the character you play is a less well-known aunt who was an influence, obviously. Mm-hmm. What did it feel like to be in a position of sort of channeling what might have been really one of the most important influences on John Lennon?
Well, to begin with, taking on a role that is portraying somebody who really existed is actually quite a daunting task, because you want to get it right and you don't want to betray anyone. But on the other hand, you don't want to be too soft and you don't want to be sycophantic or whatever. And so what was difficult was because she's been sort of vilified in the document anyway, written about John Lennon. So it was hard, because I certainly felt through reading the screenplay and reading the biography or looking at footage or whatever, that there was enormous amount of love and affection between the two of them. And, you know, until, as it says in the film, until he died, they'd been in regular contact, and towards the end of his life he was trying to persuade her to come and live in America, and she wouldn't move.
So, and in that young period, these were struggling families. These were difficult times.
Well, it was. I mean, the war, Liverpool really took it during the war, and Aunt Mimi had lost the love of her life during the war, and then had devoted herself to bringing up John Lennon, who was in fact her sister's child. And I think certainly in Mimi's case, there was definitely a feel of wanting to escape from the sort of spectre of poverty and, you know, bad living, with men going off on ships all the time and women being left alone all the time. And I think that was really important to Mimi, to create some kind of safe and solid background for John.
You know, Kristen said a moment ago that, you know, when you're in Liverpool, everybody claims to have known what happened when and who did what to whom, and has the story in their own mind. Does that make it difficult for you? Because everyone can say to Aaron Johnson, you're not John Lennon. That's not how he would behave. That he didn't do it that way.
Yeah, of course. Sam never wouldn't wanted me to, like, do an impersonation. She really just wanted us, all of us, to embody the spirit and soul of that person and just build essence of that character. And I think, you know, I mean, it's quite interesting when you see people and they see the film and it starts off with just, you know, this boy, right? And everyone's like, well, that's not Lennon, you know, that don't look like him. That don't, you know, don't feel like, it doesn't. It actually, you don't feel like that's Lennon because...
He wasn't Lennon, you know.
And you start with this ordinary boy, and you go on a journey with him, and then you discover things, and you, and then by the end, you know, after he's gone through this long journey, by the end, you're like, oh my God, that's the Lennon.
That's the Lennon.
I can see it now. That's the one he's gonna, and I can, you know.
And we've all been, exciting. We've all been on that journey through the Beatles. Although by doing this film, I'm wondering, by embodying that spirit and, as you say, taking ownership of the material, do you hear the Beatles songs differently, Kristen?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly have a different sort of respect for them all now. I mean, not respect. There's just so much part of our culture. It's sort of that. It's just like the Oxford Dictionary. You know, what did we do before?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not my generation, but everyone's like, you know, do you know the Beatles? I'm like, well yeah, it's in my British, it's like we brought up in on that.
It's
you know?
part of our culture, you know, exactly. so much there. But I think what appeals to me about this film is that even if it was a film about somebody who didn't become an enormously famous and important influence in the world, it's a really great story about a boy discovering talent.
Yeah, it's a coming-of-age story.
It's a coming-of-age story, but it's also this idea of finding that you're actually quite good at something. And I think for a teenager, when a teenager suddenly discovers something that he has a talent for, there's this wonderful blossoming. And so that is, you know, as a mother, I can see that, and I really appreciate
that. Well, this sort of special gift almost that his mother gave him. And then when she died, you know, it's like, you know, she taught him how to play banjo and... Mm. I think it's something that he used. So, I mean, you could imagine every strum that maybe he did when he was in the Beatles, it could just bring him back to that moment with his mum, you know.
Before we go, did you happen to find the place where Rocking Horse people eat marshmallow pies? No? No?
Sorry.
Well, it's a great movie, Nowhere Boy. Aaron Johnson stars as the young John Lennon in the film, along with Kristen Scott Thomas, who plays Aunt Mimi in that same film. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But I'll be back again.
So you're listening to the answer of our trivia question. What was the last cut in the movie A Hard Day's Night, Beatles movie, John Lennon movie? I'll Be Back was the song.
And we want to say thank you to this hour for the work of producer Irva Gunja. She helped us bring the fantastic coverage of today's Nobel Peace Prize announcement onto the air. You can hear all of it at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway. We'll be back.
Could find better things to do than to break my